is that God can be known and we can experience God's personality. I wrote down here 10 ways that we experience God's personality through people. That's the number one way through everything, but that's just generally through people. If you're not experiencing God through other people, then something's broken in your relationships that you have. If you're not experiencing God's love and goodness, if you're not experiencing trust, if you're not experiencing steadfastness and long-suffering from somebody towards you, and you're always the one giving out, then something's missing. So it's through people. It's through God's people, the second one, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, through others. So if you're not receiving, good counsel, if you're not receiving a prophetic word, a word of direction, a word of correction, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, if you're not receiving, if you're in need, financial need, and you're not receiving a financial gift from someone just because maybe you have a blockade up against, that's a spiritual gift, is financial giving, and we experience those through people. We experience the Holy Spirit through people. The third one we talked a little bit is through nature. We experience God through nature. I sitting on a beach, if I want to clear my head, more importantly, if I want to clear my heart, I take a long drive down to Galveston and I sit on the beach for about 4 hours, and it's like I'm gone for a week. And I come back, I take a journal, I sit there, and I write stuff down. It's a great way. Some people, this fourth one is through rituals. This is a ritual. David Reed, when he did communion, he said, this is religious activity that can be meh or can be amazing. So you choose what this looks like when you come in. Is it a ritual that leads to death, or is it a ritual, something that you do on Sundays because it's good for you? And there's something you get out of it. The fifth one is people, again, is relationships. We can experience God through relationships. I've always had a good time, but I talked to Rick and Lori. And I know them a little bit. I've seen, but you know what? I tell you what, I went home, I told Chris, I said, they must be the best conversationalists in the world. They just are enjoyable to talk to. They just, it's like I knew them forever. That's experiencing God through relationship at every different level. The sixth one is creative endeavors. I don't mean art or music. I mean ministry and business. And your creative endeavors, there's something there that God wants you to keep creating. And we experience God when we step out and we start a business and we do something on the side and we start a ministry. We're gonna go help somebody commit all of this year to something. There's something happens in those creative endeavors. Again, in conversations, not just relationship, but in specific God-centered, soul-centered conversations. I've had people call me, and I've called people and say, I need to talk. I just need to talk. I need to sit down and talk this out. I don't have any specific thing, but I just need to talk with this thing. And then specifically, we talked about rituals, but the Bible says, and this number eight is, don't forsake the gathering of the saints. There's something about gathering that is crucial to our spiritual health, and it's getting harder and harder to gather. It's getting harder and harder to gather because there's so much static out there of everything that you have to do or that you don't have to do, but we gather, we're supposed to gather. And then this ninth one is you can experience God's personality through entertainment. You can experience God's personality through music, through movies, through music, through dance, through literature. God is a God of creation. He's not just the God of church, He's a God of creation. Everything that's amazing out there is an expression of God's personality. And this third one is Nick gave me this one, actually. This last one, this tenth one, is we experiencing God's personality through the work of our hands, through the blessing of work. We are called to work, every one of us, including stay-at-home moms, including retired people, including 16-year-olds. We're all called to work, to find a blessing of work in our lives. I saw that. Punch your kidney. I mean, so there's something that we're missing. We experience God's personality through the steadfastness, the faithfulness, the energy that we give towards producing something in our life. And again, I want to repeat, as in all things of God, the way you ask for it, you believe in it, you just believe that you've got this amazing personality, and then begin to receive the parts where you're amazing.